Welcome to Local Voices, your window into the heart of our community. From groups and individuals making a difference to the events that bring us together, it's a celebration about what makes our area truly unique.
Well, folks, we're down here at Central Towers, and there are a half a dozen volunteers from the Care for Kane projects that's going on, and I have Pastor Heather Glogau here. How you doing, Heather?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
So what are you doing here? What project you working
on? So we've been mulching all the flower beds. We had no idea how many flower beds were at Central Towers, but we've been weeding, and now we're emptying out our first load of mulch from the truck and going around making it all look fresh.
Making it look very nice.
Yeah.
This is great, and we got a good day for it, too.
We had a perfect day for this. I'm so grateful.
We've had some bad days in the past.
It's not too hot. So. It's not raining. It's perfect. Perfect weather.
This is great. So, well, good. Well, keep up the good work, and you having fun?
Thanks. Yeah, we're having a great time.
All right. Hey, see you later.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
good. We have Mike Mary here, and we are at the O.G. Crawford Park. I'm trying to think of what we call this thing. We don't really call it.
Oh, the amphitheater.
Yeah. And I've been able to come and perform and sing here. This is a great facility here.
Yeah.
So I guess we ought to thank Erie Insurance for it, right?
Well, no, not just Erie, but there were a lot of people involved with this. I'm going to have to say it's been 10 or 15 years,
I think.
I don't know if it's been that long, but it was a long, long time ago. Becca Gailey and I talked about this empty wall. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh yeah.
And there was a pit down here, and Charlie Aaliyah from Pepe's owned it. Uh-huh. And we went to him, and we tried to work something out and get something going. And we had a vision for this, for an amphitheater, and it finally came to fruition. And we got things rolling. We got a couple big sponsors. Seneca Resources was a big one. Erie Insurance gave a lot of money for this because the founder of Erie Insurance was H.O. Hurt and O.G. Crawford. So O.G. Crawford was from Kane.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know that until this thing happened. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I can't remember. I want to say it was like in 1920 or 19 something like that. He ran away and joined the military. And he became friends with H.O. Hurt, I guess. And they said, hey, let's start this insurance company. Because,
cool.
You know, cars were a big thing back in the 20s.
Sure, yeah.
New stuff. Never an issue before that, really. But people started figuring out insurance. So these two started Erie Insurance. And so the, director of the board up at Erie Insurance has a lot of pride in historical stuff. So he was instrumental in getting some money to this. They donated a lot of money to this, and we named it O.G. Crawford Park.
Yeah. And it kind of fits in with this Care for Kane that's going on. I mean, we turned an empty lot into a, you know, really neat place and gets used a bunch, especially in the summer.
Yeah, pretty much the summers, huh?
Yeah.
Because
and so you and a whole bunch of other volunteers are here cleaning this up.
Yep.
And while we're standing here in front of it, I'm going to go ahead and read off all of the folks. These are the Care for Kane sponsors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them here. So we've got the Resold Shop, Custom Built, the Kane Save-A-Lot, Rich Gas, the McKean County Community Foundation, CNB Bank, Allegheny Eye Care, Field Street Boots, the Kane Rotary, Northern Pennsylvania Regional College, Zook Motors, Tim's Stump Grinding, Woodside Oils, and W.E. Swanson Insurance Agency. Yeah, man, that's that really helps out a bunch. And there's, hundreds and hundreds of folks out here volunteering today.
Oh, yeah. Kate Kennedy would know the numbers better, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's 300 or 400 people.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. I don't know. There's a lot of people out here helping today.
Well, they're all over town.
Nice. Yeah, I know. You know, they get the school kids to come help.
Yeah.
So that helps out a lot. A lot of big companies come down and really help out with all of this beautification. You know, take one day and there's a lot of businesses like ours. We shut it down for the day, basically, and say, hey, we're doing this. I know Zook Motors does a lot with their employees. Derek D'Angelo, he's the one that has Custom Built, and I think they're out doing stuff, too.
Yeah, I see him everywhere.
Yeah,
well, Mike,
everybody's out.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we are over at another location for the Care for Kane project going on here today, and we have Ingrid here with us today. How you doing, Ingrid?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing well, too. So where are you guys working at right now?
We're up at the Kane Senior Center.
And what are you doing?
We're helping to wipe down all the cupboards and tables and chairs.
Yep. And you guys are, I don't know about you personally, but I know the Care for Kane comes up every year and helps us out here at the Senior Center, so...
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate it. So, and we hit a good day for it, too.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
So, how many folks you got here with you today?
We have four.
Four besides you? So, yeah. Okay. And you got the day off?
No, we're just here for half a day. Then we have to go back to work.
Oh, you got to go back to work this afternoon. So, all righty. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
See ya. Well, we've gotten over to one of the other locations. We're here at the Presbyterian Church in Kane as the Care for Kane is going on. And we have Abby. What's your last name, Abby?
Petrosky.
Abby Petrosky. And what's your job?
Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Northern Pennsylvania Regional College.
Okay. That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Holy mackerel. So what are you guys doing here today?
So we are here helping out around Kane. We just came from Glenwood Park. We spread some wood chips around the park and playground. We picked up some stick stones across the soccer fields. And then we came here to help these gentlemen out to do some mulch. I know they're the strong gentlemen are going to pull up some sod off the sidewalk and cut back some overgrown areas.
Okay,
and
making it look nice.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting that there's like hundreds and hundreds of people out today working on this because we're proud of Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We care for it. So, well, thanks. Two very important people here with us today. We have Mayor Brandy Schimpf. How you doing, Brandy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
And Kate Kennedy.
Hi.
Now, I don't remember your title, Kate. What is your title?
I'm the director of the Kane Area Development Center, which includes the Chamber of Commerce CARE, which is our revitalization organization, and our Industry Development Corporation.
Oh, wow. Cool. So, and I got to tell you, the whole town of Kane is so proud of both of you, too. Yeah. This is fantastic. You could probably get elected governor, Brandy.
Oh my goodness!
But...
Yes.
Keep moving on. Yeah, up. Yeah. I like it right where I'm at. Yeah.
Well, and it matters that you know we're all from Kane. We care about Kane. I mean, that's the whole idea of this thing like this. So, so how many years has Care for Kane been going on, Katie?
This is the 15th year. It started by Melanie Clayball when she was in my position and has just continued to grow through over the years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Fantastic. And how many people volunteered this year?
This year, we have well over 700 volunteers. And the thing that's great about it is the school district has really gotten connected. So we have several grades in the elementary and middle school doing work. And then high school students are spread out throughout the town as well. And that includes... people from different businesses and organizations that are letting their employees out of work for a day or half a day to get work done in the community. So it's really a full effort. And so many people are generous with their time and making this happen.
Oh, it's been terrific. And earlier I was up talking to Mike Marion. We listed all of the sponsors are up there at the amphitheater and that kind of thing. So which is real important.
And but, that's the way it works is that we have the sponsorships come in for the monetary donations that make it that we can get the materials for the nonprofits, then the volunteers are all set when they get there for the day. So it really is a lot of moving parts that work together, and we couldn't do it without all of them.
Oh, that's great. So Care for Kane. So somebody is sitting there, maybe they're listening to this saying, boy, I'd like to get involved, maybe be a sponsor, a volunteer, something like that. How's that happen?
They can contact me at my office. I'm at the Chamber office uptown in the 6 and Kane building, which is at 63 Fraley.
Which is really a cool building,
it's
by
such
the
a
way.
Cool building. Yes. And the thing that I'm doing also, just to put a plug in for this, is I'm doing quarterly volunteer information sessions. So I had 24 nonprofits come and talk about their organizations and filmed it and made a short little video. And then I am gathering people who want to get plugged in but don't know where or how. So our next one will be in July. So that might be a good next step. And then that way you can stay informed for next year's Care for Kane.
Oh, that's fantastic. So,
yeah.
And we're standing here in the Kane Community Center, which again is another one of those really cool things that's happened in Kane. Mm-hmm. And t-shirts. I got a t-shirt. Woo-hoo!
It's a big deal.
And I didn't get my hands dirty.
You're doing some work, though.
Well, and I saw people like they were putting mulch down. So the sponsors, they pay for the mulch? Is that the idea?
There's a lot of different ways that this
other
happens.
Materials. I don't want to just single that out.
No. So we have our organizations that are benefiting, like the nonprofits that are getting the services done today, let us know what they need done.
Okay.
And then so some of them said mulch. And so we work with Woodside Oils. They donate some of their bark. And then Cane Lawn and Garden, we'll get some mulch from there with the sponsor's money. And we have projects like flowers getting planted, painting. We have a lot of painting this year.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we go through our budget, what was given to us by the sponsors, and what the requests were by the organizations that are benefiting from today. And we budget out how much they can spend.
Sure.
And we say, go ahead and get $150 worth of flowers and 2 gallons of paint.
Sure.
And we have paintbrushes and gloves and stuff up here that they can get when they sign in the morning. Yeah. So we try to cover as much as we can and really help as many people out as we can.
So next year, I mean, you always do it, what, second weekend of May?
Yep, second Friday of May.
Second Friday of May.
Yeah.
And so if somebody was thinking, oh, boy, I want to put that in my calendar for next year.
That's what it'll
mean. When do they sign up? How do they sign
up? We open it up usually like in end of February, early March.
Okay.
So they can look for it online, or we have an email list that we can get them on if they want to make sure they're in the loop. So they can just reach out to me and we can make arrangements.
Yeah. And there's a ton of stuff going on. I mean, I see them all over town.
Oh, my gosh.
I was down the senior center. There's a half a dozen folks in there.
Yeah.
Once again, I mean, we love it at the senior center.
Yes.
But they come in and they wipe down all of these walls and make it clean. I mean, the kitchen's just sparkling down there because of that. So
this is actually my first year I've driven around. I have always just been in headquarters.
Yeah.
And I was emotional. It was so cool to see everyone wearing matching shirts.
Yeah.
You know, doing this hard work and doing it cheerfully. So it's just a really special day, and we're grateful that it's a tradition that's continued.
Well, thanks, Kate and Brandy, for all that you do for the town, and keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
So I'm down now at the park here for our Care for Kane project going on all day here Friday, and we have a couple of gentlemen from TC Energy, and you have quite the crew here. What's your name?
My name's Robert LeGrand.
And I got to ask, what does TC Energy do?
So TC Energy is a natural gas pipeline company.
And what was your name again?
Andrew Olson.
And you're from Kane?
Yep.
Yeah, this is kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're proud of Kane. And what are you guys doing down here at the park?
We're spreading bark mulch, and we cleaned out a ditch down below there and graveled the road and basically just sprucing up around all the trees and making it look pretty.
Yeah, it's really neat. So
I
on behalf of all of us in Kane, we appreciate your effort. And I mean, you guys, I worked in the oil field. I worked 7 days a week. What are you guys doing here? You're taking a day off. I worked for Keystone Clearwater for several years out there. And I mean, we had to fight for a day off. So this is great. So we appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
See ya. So the Care for Kane wanted to thank some more sponsors. They had the Kane Lumber and Fuel, Table 105, UPMC Kane, good old Co Fair, Country Fair, Kinzu Beverage, Roma Gardens, Northwest Bank, Bob's Trading Post, Marcia Stewart, and Woods Baker and Ross, Pepe's Pizzeria, Dine Excavating, the Kane Community Hospital Foundation, Hamlin Bank and Trust, and West Penn Energy Fund, along with all the others that we've listed so far. So big shout out to all of those 20 or so sponsors that help make Care for Kane a success.